Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Tip of the Tower podcast. David Morisuti here with Austin Owens in the basement. We're officially a basement podcast again.
We are those bloggers in a mother's basement.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's staying quiet.
Mrs. Morisuti is a saint, so.
I will say, We were going to do this without the lights. Like, we didn't need the lights on because it was supposed to be really nice outside. Then a massive-ass cloud.
No. Went not right possible.
And it got really dark.
So here we are.
Yeah, we are... there's a lot going on, man. I mean, just thinking about... A lot's going... Oh, who's the heck is texting me?
Leaf's doing things. Yes. Jay's doing things. They don't matter. Because guess who else is doing things?
The Raptors.
Them Raptors.
Not just the Raptors, Drake.
Did you hear what I was saying? The Toronto Maple Leafs don't matter.
Whoa.
It's a bizarre world. Whoa.
They don't matter, but they still matter to some people.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the Raptors aren't playing, the Leafs are still doing things.
But even when the Leafs Raptors are playing, technically the Leafs are always doing things.
Yeah.
Because you'll get the crazy... What does it mean for the Leafs when the Raptors won Game 7 of a second-round playoff series?
I don't know. The shoulder massage that shook the NBA, though.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Drake. ambassador or what's the...
masseuse.
No. What's the...
Yes, both.
No, there was another word people were using for this. Or it's almost like...
I don't know.
It's like, is Drake a fan, ambassador, fan/ambassador, or is he a nuisance? I cannot believe this is the conversation people are having. Now, I love the fact that this is the conversation Milwaukee's having.
That was their story.
If you're a Milwaukee fan, if you're listening to this in Milwaukee, God bless you.
Thank you.
But this is a typical way to distract us from the fact that you lost in a double overtime game where the Raptors looked like they were on their last legs.
Yeah.
You lost game four. Like, you lost the chance to go up 3-1 back at home. Like,
yep.
Now the series is a best of three. Raptors
have the momentum.
Clearly have the momentum. Now, I think home court advantage will play a factor.
Yeah. Home teams won every game.
I mean, okay, so we're recording this before tip-off.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this during the game or after the game...
Thank you.
We'll leave out the irrelevance of what did or did not happen. We also have to record this in a quick amount of time because Austin and I have plans tonight.
We got a date with Moneybags Middleton.
Oh, Jake has come to the North. We are heading to the Marlies game.
He's doing his media rounds, though, on other shows, so I mean...
Yeah, so we have to, you know, go pick him up.
He's kind of a big deal.
He is.
People and know him.
Those Marlies tickets were not expensive, man.
Told you to wait. See what happened. We waited on those for almost a week.
I think they went down at least $25-$30.
Yeah, it's crazy. Marlies tickets, if you haven't gone already... I wasn't able to go to the final last year, but I went to the series against the Crunch. Was it the first or second round? Sat like five rows back. It was like $12. Marley's tickets are silly cheap.
Now, let's also not forget that this is also the same night as a Raptors game.
Yes.
So people are probably just like, I will sell this ticket so that I can go watch the Raptors. Let's be real here. The Raptors game is the most important game there is tonight.
Yeah.
Or that there is on Thursday, just to make it more specific.
Today, yes.
But the one thing I want to ask you, just I wanted to stay on this Drake topic just a little bit.
Yeah.
I will say that I have no issue with him getting up, running out, you know, side by down on the court, clapping, chirping at the other players. I'm not a fan of him massaging Nick Nurse, even though it was freaking hilarious.
I don't know. It's just a non-thing to me.
But now, I will say, it doesn't become an issue unless the team mentions it.
No.
If the team tells Drake, all right, let's tone it down a little bit.
Nurse in the game was hugging Drake at one point.
He's a part of, like, people need to remember, he's not just a fan. Everyone throws the global ambassador term. He's a part of the team. Like, he's like...
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, there's one tweet. It was like, what if Spike Lee or Jack Nicholson ever did that? The Lakers and Knicks. It's like, they aren't part of the organization.
They don't have...
They're just people that pay... That's like, the only thing you can equate them to, and it's not a good equation, because they're not quite on the same level, mm-hmm. Spike Lee... Jack Nicholson, but Nav Bhatia is the biggest fan of the Raptors. Mm-hmm. He's not out there doing that. This is the person you can equate them to. It's the biggest fan on the team.
You see him, though, under the basket. Like, you know yeah. that he is.
And he hugs the players, like every player on every opposing team. He sits under the opponent's basket yeah. by the opponent's bench, and like LeBron will come over, every single player will come over. Those are fans of the team. Yeah. If Nav was to do that to Nick Nurse, first of all, he'd have to cross the other side of the court, and he would have been tackled at center court by the time he got to Nick Nurse. Second of all, Drake, the organization gave him a position.
Yeah.
He pays money to have his company, OVO, his record label, up on the practice facility. It's the OVO Center now.
They actually have a Drake night where the court...
The team has a jersey and a court done for Drake.
Yep. This is not, like, people are, it's funny, because I think it was Mike Boldenholzer who said, I don't know what the deal with Drake as a fan or whatever the hell, like, come on. By now we know Drake is not any typical Raptors fan.
Even Toronto media was getting on him, though. It's like, it's not that serious. You know what?
It's the same Toronto media that complains about Leaf fans yeah. in suits or the in the platinum section. Not coming out for the start of the period.
That's just, I don't know.
Or not cheering.
You know what upset me with Drake more than that was him egging Giannis on after he missed free throws. Because that's something, one of those moments where it's going to get thrown right back in his and everyone else's face if the Raptors lose the series.
It's one of those, you're throwing it out there, but be ready to take it back.
It's game three or game four of a series yeah. when you're tied. You're not sweeping. Not the Warriors. You better hope your team wins, or you're going to hear about that for the next year.
Let's not forget what happened when Joel Embiid with the airplane celebration.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
So, you know, hey, look, Drake realizes that, and I think he's just taking the... Look, this is a run that I don't think we're going to see.
Unless Kawhi signs again, it's still out for debate.
Yeah.
But unless he comes back, we're not going to see this for another decade.
We're not going to see this for a while.
At least another decade.
I mean, until the team has the money and status and...
Well, players. People have proven in the NBA that it's not quite what it was anymore. You don't just get one player and it's fixed. Mm-hmm. Everything. Like teams...
Kawhi was not enough to get it all done. We've seen that now.
Lakers got Lonzo Ball a couple years ago. Not the best example, but paired him with LeBron... That was supposed to be great. They missed the playoffs this year. Look how much young talent the Lakers got out of the draft. Couldn't make the playoffs with the best player on earth.
I also think the talent level is not to the level I think was expected to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's tons of different factors with the Lakers, but that's just one example. As one player, it's not like if it's a LeBron. Like, you don't know what Zion's going to do with the Pelicans, assuming the Pelicans keep that pick.
You know, I've been thinking about this.
Zion isn't guaranteed to come in and just light it on fire. Yeah,
and if the Pelicans were to drop Zion,
yeah,
And
AD's gone.
Who? Pardon?
AD's gone. He said he's not coming back.
Yeah, like who's supposed to go second overall? No, it's not. Somebody overtook RJ Barrett on the draft ranking.
I don't really.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
No, that top three should be Zion, Ja Morant, and
yeah,
it's, there RJ.
There you go.
And RJ and Morant can switch back and forth.
Well, okay, so who has the second overall pick? It's
and what is it? Reddish went up there, or who am I forgetting? There's a couple guys that are good. I haven't looked into the draft because the Raptors haven't had a pick in a couple of years.
I know. That's the tough part. It's like, I think they're.
It's tough getting excited for the draft and the young players coming up when the Raptors are going to pick in the second round.
I would think Memphis is going to take Morant because
Conley's getting old. And
like, and then if you're.
They got DeLon Wright, though.
If you're the Knicks.
Yeah.
Why aren't you not calling the Pelicans going, we will offer you RJ Barrett. Plus whatever.
Just take
for AD.
I don't know. There's going to be some stuff at the draft. NBA is always exciting.
It's also funny how the Knicks, that report came out that they were going to trade Zion for
Anthony Davis.
For Anthony Davis so and the third, and the, I think.
And the Pelicans just said that they'll keep both.
Yeah.
For a while. Then AD will go. But yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, this is the run. This is the run that your team goes on. It's kind of like 93 for the Leafs. And you saw how it went downhill after that for a couple of years?
Yeah.
It's like 92, 93. It's like 2015, 2016 for the Jays.
It is.
It's those runs. It's you actually, have in a window.
It's more 2015, 2016 Jays. That's probably how I would equate it. And
you have that window. Well, yeah, because the Jays won in the 90s. You have that window. And the Raps are in what, year 5 or 6 of this window where they're making the playoffs?
About that, yeah.
And that's
even more because Lowry's been here, what, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, that's about what you get unless you're extremely lucky. It's 5 or 6 years. There's certain outliers, but, you know, we've seen it. People that cover the Raptors that I'm friends with, that you know are friends with, they've all said this is unlike anything we've ever seen before with the Raptors, and it's true.
Yeah.
The conference finals against LeBron a couple years ago didn't feel like this.
It didn't feel like this
because it was LeBron. And
the hype was like this in terms of how significant the games were. But what it didn't feel like was that chance of we can seriously take this because
we seemed like the underdog from the beginning. There were moments where you thought this could happen, but with the Bucks, it's 1-2.
Yeah,
and the Bucks have some weaknesses. The Raptors have some as well.
This is a more evenly matched, but at the same time, like. Milwaukee was just really good in the regular season. That people was like,
We've seen it before with the Budenholzer team. The Hawks a couple of years ago.
It's true. I think, you look at what happened in game 4. Like
the Hawks also don't have Adetokunbo, though. So.
Yes, they don't have the Greek freak. Yeah. But, what the Raptors have done well, what Nick Nurse has, what's happened now is Kawhi, everyone knows, like you saw in games 1 and 2, the mob of guys going after Kawhi.
Yep.
And then you throw it to a Norm Powell or Fred VanVleet or Danny Green and clank, nothing.
Yeah. That's the whole problem with the Philly series. It wouldn't have gone 7 if guys could hit shots in the Philly series.
Yeah, and it would not, this series would probably close to being... like
it'd be 3-1 Raptors if they could hit a shot in that first game.
Game 1.
They went, what was it, 0-15 other than Kawhi and Kyle in the second half?
Exactly.
It's like not good enough.
Yeah, and teams, you don't see that. You just don't see that. And people were just ready to write off the Raptors because of that.
Oh, well, yeah. After game 2, it was like, well, just stick a fork in us.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a recency thing because tell me from if he'd gone down 2-0 and Kawhi wasn't on this team, if it was the DeRozan-Lowry era, all due respect to DeRozan, stick a fork in us. You maybe win one game.
That would have been last year.
Yeah. 2-0 on the road, coming home, mind you. But you have to win 3 of the next 5.
Four of the next five, excuse me. When they had lost game 3 when LeBron hit that.
Oh, yeah. That was, you knew it was over.
And you're just like, they had that incredible comeback. OG was a phenomenal monster. And then it just was for nothing. Like, LeBron just went... and we're done.
I'm LeBron. You're going home.
He just went and he did the Thanos thumb snap.
Gonzo.
the snap, just a snap. I don't even know why I said the thumb snap.
The thumb snap.
And it was just done. So, yeah, I'm very intrigued with how this Raptors series plays out after tonight. Just this could be a game six where it's very much of a game seven feel where this can be over, or it's going to be a lot of nervous energy because you got.
It's going to be one of the other. Seven.
I would prefer the get this over.
Get the dub.
Look, the Warriors are resting right now. Now, the Warriors could be again without Kevin Durant. They're saying that it's unlikely he's going to start the series.
They're going to get
but
at least a week off though. So
when they've already guaranteed at least 10 days. So, I mean, I'm very curious to see how the rest plays out. Now, we're going to go from one controversy to another. It's funny. So, I didn't realize that the Blue Jays game was on, like, the one on Victoria Day was a matinee
game.
We're gonna and go really, I didn't know that until I saw the alert that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will not be in the lineup against the Red Sox. And this was my little reaction. Are you serious?
Yeah, I had family that went to that game.
You actually had 26,000, your best paid, second best
attendance. Best draw of the season.
Second best behind the Vlad debut. So let's look at the trend here, people. Your second best attendance of the year.
People get that day off and they want to come see Vlad.
The first, and the best has been Vlad's debut. Put two and two together. Now, I understand that you're not doing this for the fans, but guess what? You're asking fans to come out in a shitty season for your team. Give them something. That was unacceptable.
I didn't hear the audio from the human press release, Ross Atkins.
So he threw his coat.
I heard about that. That's what I.
So basically, he said we had a plan we forgot. He says we forgot to mention to Montoya the importance of Canada Day, of Victoria Day.
Yeah. Because he's.
I'm sorry. Are you saying that this is like a game by game? Like the guy just came off.
I don't think it was a thing that had to do with Victoria Day. But please.
No, it wasn't. AL Player of the Week. He had hit, four home runs in that road trip?
Four and six games.
Yeah. Four and six games.
And then just had fifth and seventh last night.
Yeah, the past two nights.
Yeah. Yesterday, he had his fifth and his seventh game. Oh.
And he had one the night before, too.
Sorry, that was the night before.
Yeah.
I'm getting all
mixed up. Had his first in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
On the Tuesday, where there was four, I think just shy of 15,000 people. About 10 or 11,000 less. Like, you know, if fans want something, this is something the fans have a legitimate reason to complain. You know, they've put up with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Like, the Blue Jays were just not upfront and honest about the Donaldson situation.
Like, they
could have just said, we're going in a new direction. We want to get younger. We want to do this right.
Ross Atkins before last season also just straight up said that we're only being competitive because you guys are still buying tickets.
That was the best, too. Yeah,
that was your fault. Terrible quote. Yeah, you're the only reason we're still trying.
Your generous support and undying passion for this team is what's the problem.
We wouldn't be investing anything into this team, and everyone would be gone if you weren't buying tickets.
Can somebody remind these front offices? And this was a thing we talked about.
Someone needs to put, something into Ross Atkins programming because that was the wrong.
This is something we talked about with Keegan 2 years ago, I think, when Keegan was just starting off covering
baseball
the Blue
Toronto.
Jays. Yeah, about the dangers of tanking and teams not spending money. MLB is wondering why attendance is down.
Yeah,
they can't figure it out. Oh, we think the game is too slow.
No,
let's try speeding it up. You know what it is.
Half the teams are trying to lose on purpose.
Your teams are refusing to spend money in this stupid attempt to go back at the players for a couple contracts that you signed.
Yeah.
And now Blue Jays fans are furious because their one and only star player right now, other than maybe Stroman,
who's... Stroman, Sanchez on any given day.
Yeah.
Grichik?
Like, people are not going to see Randall... No offense, Randall Grichik is a pretty decent player.
Good, yeah.
People are not shelling out the money.
No matter how much money you pay him.
Like Jake wants to go see the Blue Jays game on Friday against San Diego. I mean, Machado will be there. That would be fun.
Eric Hosmer.
Jeez, thanks. But the reason why I'll
thumb
go...
Thumb snap.
What will make me want to go, and what will make any Blue Jays fan think otherwise, is Vladdy. Yep. Rowdy Tellez, too, in a way. He's been...
Good. Danny Jansen, good. Good to
but
decent.
It's Vladdy. It's going to be Vladdy. This is just like...
It's not going to be any different until Biggio, Bo, who am I forgetting? Kevin Smith.
Bichette.
Yeah, Bo.
Oh, you see something.
Like, your big guys. Like, none of that's going to change. Vlad is the guy. He is your draw right now.
He is. I'm going to make this comparison. This is like saying, Halladay is skipping this home start to do a road start. That's how... And you would know too, Austin, how many more people would go to a Halladay start.
Oh, it's just it was ridiculous.
They knew, he was almost guaranteed a great performance.
You were going to get at least a quality start from him at the very
end. And that's the guy you want to pay to go see. Look, if you are planning to rest a guy like Vlad Jr., just be honest about it. Just be like, okay, we are going to do this. Sorry, I'm seeing something weird happening with our recording. Oh, there we go. I accidentally hit something. My bad. If you're going to sit the guy, be upfront and honest. Vlad Jr. will not play on Monday.
But that's what Charlie did. Charlie Montoyo said something along the lines of, he's played 6 straight games, and we're not going to burn him out. That's fine.
Guess what?
It's crap timing, but we understand.
I understand your decision. Guess what? Vlad can also hit in a DH spot.
Oh, absolutely. It's not complete blame off of Charlie, but at least he came out and said it wasn't some BS excuse. Like Atkins, we didn't tell... Oh, our manager's Puerto Rican, so he doesn't know the importance of Canada or Victoria Day. It's like... Sorry, I'm getting that right. He's Puerto Rican, right?
He is Puerto Rican,
yeah. Yeah, I was making sure. But yeah, it's like, that's just a cop-out to me. It's like, our manager didn't know.
It's trying to pass blame on the fact that, look...
Yeah, you're throwing someone under the bus. Look,
Charlie said, we have a plan.
Yeah.
So he's clearly stating, this is not just my decision... This is the medical staff who follow direction from the front office.
Yeah.
You know what? Have a better sense of what your fans want. If you sat him the next day, and thank God they didn't sit him in today's matinee, even though they lost. Because...
Oh, they lost.
Boy, you would have had a lot of... I mean, you and I were walking around Union. You would have had a lot of upset kids.
I don't think those kids even know who he is, to be fair.
I mean, I think
some of them would.
The older ones, not the little kids. I'm talking about like the elementary school.
Those kids little kids are more worried about getting their frosty inside the What is it called? Slushies.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the arena.
So
they're good though. Cotton candy too.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not a good look from the organization, and it's just ironic that he hit his first home run in the second game back. And that could have been in front of a bigger crowd.
Yeah, nearly double.
A bigger moment. And it was not a wise... And hopefully it's a learning lesson. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Now they know.
I do have one question for you. There's one last question on the Blue Jays. Two, actually. Technically two. Stroman. Trade him or keep him? Based on what you're seeing now.
I mean, can I get out of the way the first thing? The whole thing with the Red Sox last night? Crap.
Yeah.
Or two nights ago, again. I'm getting nights
mixed. Alex Cora?
Yeah, Alex Cora saying nobody in the league likes him.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut your mouth. He's not your player. I respect Alex Cora. He's a good manager. He's not your guy. Shut the hell up.
He actually admits that his guy stepped out of the box to disrupt the
guy's
rhythm.
His guy was set at the plate.
Yeah.
Stroman threw it when he was set. He wasn't doing a practice swing or anything. And he hit the ball. That's the weirdest thing. In the he quick pitched him. The guy still hit a grounder almost through the hole.
Yeah.
What is the issue? Anyway, Stroman. I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with Marcus.
I like the pitcher. I like what he brings to the mound.
Yes.
He brings great energy.
And he's a good ground ball pitcher.
Sometimes he goes over the board with his comments. We've discussed this in the past.
That's where the hate comes from. But
the consistency sometimes, like last year, was not very good. This year's getting good.
I will say this about Stroman is it's not his attitude on the field. Like him jumping around and doing all that stuff. That's great. It's good for the sport, honestly. Because it's somebody that has charisma, and some sports are dying for a guy like that.
Oh, MLB should be praising a guy like that, but
yeah,
no.
Somebody brought that up today. You've seen the commercial on Sportsnet, the new MLB commercial, Trout saying, let the kids play?
Yep.
Marcus Stroman does something fun, or does something that's out of the usual. What a shocker, they're not letting the kids play. They're burning them over the spit for it. Because old baseball minds can't get over the fact that something new is coming into their sport.
So my issue now going forward is he's clearly the best Blue Jays pitcher right now.
Oh, absolutely.
The more dependable one.
To be fair, it's not really hard to be the best Blue Jays pitcher. You just have to be able to play two starts in a row.
Yeah. I'm worried about what he's going to want, like value dollar-wise.
Yeah. He has a genuine love for the city, though. That's what I kind of like about him. Yeah. It was the same thing with DeRozan, and we're now getting over it with Kawhi, but finding a guy that wants to stay, especially an American that wants to stay in Toronto, is...
And make a life here.
Yep. Stroman, I mean, he's settled here. His family's happy to come down here, as far as we know. Sure, he'd love to play for the Yankees and be back home. I'm sure that'd be on the table.
And there's probably a lot of places he would go play if he had to, but this is the one that he's shown that he
this
wants
is the team
to
that took him.
Yeah, and he's we know a guy the team that, would.
And he's a guy that's been loyal, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the Jays are a rebuilding team. And it is what it is, and Stroman knows that. In baseball, if you're not winning, you're trading away your assets to rebuild. There's no real other way to go about it. There's no middle teams in baseball.
So
you're either building and trading for guys, or you're trading away guys to get better.
He's what, 26, 27 right now?
27 or 28-ish, somewhere around there. Maybe 26 would be nice. I'd be happy to be wrong on that. But he's been good. He's been really good. He was a Cy Young candidate, like a far off 6 or 7 Cy Young candidate.
Him and Sanchez were Cy Young candidates in 2016.
Yep.
That's how good they were. He is.
They're very good, but the fact of the matter is, and it's weird because the Jays can't really afford to give up arms and not get arms back. They're extremely depleted.
So that's my issue.
Nate Pearson's their best pitching prospect. Eric Pardino is another guy who's very good, but he's only 19.
They have guys that, like Trent Thorne, those type of players that can come in and
fill a gap.
Fill the 3, 4, 5.
Sean Reed Foley, Ryan Barucki, they're all good players, but
3, 4, 5 guys.
There's no top guys.
No.
There's not a lot of arms that are top 25 that people are really
excited
for other than Pearson, because Pearson clocks 100. He seems like more of a reliever, though. Hitting that kind of speed.
They're stretching him out as a starter, which I like.
I just immediately, anytime any pitcher throws like 99 to like 100 and something, it's like put him in the bullpen because he's just a fireball.
That was Sanchez when he first started.
That was, Osuna before he became an idiot.
Yeah.
He was a starter, turned him into a bullpen thrower because his fastball was insane.
Yeah. So that's my issue is you trade him. What are you getting back for him? Don't trade him just because. Don't do a Donaldson where the contract's not where we want it to be. Look,
you're trading for assets, or you're not trading him at all. That's the only thing.
It's like who else you? I understand how much you're paying to get rid of guys this year, and maybe next year you feel that way. Who else are you gonna pay? Pay some guys.
So,
show your fan base. Show your organization, your players, your young guys. We're going to be building with... they just gave Grichuk an extension. Like, that should show that, you know, some of those guys are willing to take that next step. But if they decide to draw a hard line at Stroman, now, if he's asking for an outrageous number, I can see that. But if he's asking for, you know, a long-term deal, I think he deserves it.
Yep. That's fair.
Sanchez, so, not so much.
No, he has
Scott Boras is going to have a really tough time.
That's a rough one because he can't stay on the field.
He can pitch. We no doubting his ability.
He can't stay on the field.
You're not going to give a guy that much money and, oh, he's got a blister issue.
If it's not the blister, it's a fingernail.
Yeah.
It's his pitching hand is just messed up.
Well, it's just, and so, there's gonna be hesitation too to pitch the way he wants to pitch.
Just looking at his stats real quick, Marcus Stroman this season, 11 games played, all starts, 64 innings pitched, 2-6 record, not the best, but obviously you know that you put an asterisk beside that because of the Jays' offense.
He's literally getting no run support, so I don't have surprise with that.
He's got a 2.81 ERA. Good.
It very went good down. He was at a 2.88, I believe.
And a 1.34 whip, which is not great, but definitely not the worst.
He's had some issues with walks at times because he's like really dialed in on some of his pitches. Like he can't control the...
His walks are up. It looks like he might set a career high for walks, which is not great. But last season he had 36 strikeouts in 102 innings pitched. Excuse me, that was
walks. He has 77 strikeouts in 102 innings last season. He has 55 already in 60-ish innings this year.
Let's see.
So he's walking guys, but he's K-ing almost twice the amount.
I will say, though, that if there is a team that just goes, all right, here's a dump truck of great value for Marcus Stroman. Yankees are probably
Yankees are just always that team you go to.
Considering what's going on with Jay Happ and how he hasn't really performed,
I have no knowledge or any interest in. Well, I should just stop there. I have no knowledge, but I have no knowledge of the Yankee system. But that's always just the team you go to. Is like, if you need one team to earmark as a team that will pick up somebody to make a run, it's the Yankees every single time.
The Padres are always a team that's
especially had since Stroman's a New York system. Kid.
Yeah,
they would love that. Don't tell me the New York fans wouldn't love Stroman in their city with his swagger. He's perfect for New York.
I don't know.
He's perfect for the big stage is what I'm getting at.
He is.
Playing at Yankee Stadium.
Whether or not the fans would agree with some of the things he does, that's another.
Well, as long as he's playing well, they'll get along with anything he's doing.
So, and it's interesting. Like, Sanchez is the more interesting one. I just think right now his value is just way too low to even consider it. Like, if Scott Boras thinks his client has actually got value, I say go find us a trade that makes sense to do, and we'd be happy with, and we'll give Sanchez a chance to do what he to earn the money and earn the contract. I just don't see it right now.
Sanchez has 3.79 ERA and
fantastic
a
for him.
1.45 WHIP in 11 starts.
He's had some issues with the ball. Again, command has been an issue with this Blue Jays staff at times.
He's also hit 7 batters, which tied his total from all of last season. So his command's all
literally ouch.
Yeah.
So
his command's not there this season, and he's also now been pulled from 2 starts for blister or finger issues.
Yeah.
So it's a rough go for him because he was the Jays' best. He was better than Stroman, undoubtedly, a couple seasons ago.
Oh yeah.
He was the Jays' number one. Before he had this blister trouble.
Every single season since 2016, he's been the guy that everyone... And there was so... It's just like every time...
He was so good, too. 15-2. And he had...
What was it?
3.3 even ERA.
In 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah.
15-2. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't usually look at record to determine how a pitcher does,
but for Blue Jays pitchers, they don't usually have a record that good unless you're Doc Holliday.
Exactly. So I really hope he can figure it out. I really do.
Done with the Jays?
Yep.
All right.
I can tell by my yawn, I am done with the Jays. That's just because I'm freaking
Let's exhausted. Get to them Leafs.
I'm going to be having a couple of shots of espresso before we go out tonight. Just to give you an idea of how I
have a day.
So, the Leafs still find ways to get into the news.
Yeah, not bad. One thing before we get into the Leafs. Arbitrator just upheld Slavovoyanov's 1-year suspension from the NHL.
Oh, yeah, so we're not...
Couldn't happen to a shittier person. Next, Leafs.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I have no time for him. That's just, it no, came up on my timeline.
I don't have it either. Yeah, he's
good.
So, the Leafs, let's go with the coaching stuff.
Yeah.
They, I'm crying. They're so upset. The Ottawa Senators, I can't remember when exactly this clip came out.
It was last couple months. It's near the end of the season.
Loud mouth.
Good one, Eugene.
NHL owner Eugene Melnyk of the Ottawa Senators, the classiest individual in the NHL. No issue. Fans love him. They love every time he talks to the media.
Those Melnyk out billboards, they're not Melnyk out of Ottawa. They're, let's get Eugene out of the office so we can take him to lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Love that guy.
He actually had the nerve to say, the Leafs don't know how to play defense.
The Leafs didn't build a good defense. Their players, they don't have any good top defenders.
So what does Ottawa do? Let's take the Leafs' defensive coach and make him our head coach. Now, DJ Smith is a very respected coach, from what I've heard.
No, go ahead. This is for a later time.
Okay. He's a very respected coach. Players have seemed to enjoy playing with him, playing for him. But, oh man, do we need to do this now?
Oh, are you reading what I'm reading?
You know what?
I want to stick to that because DJ Smith, you know, he did a job.
There had been enough talk during the season that we were expecting him to go.
Yeah. Out of the two of them, I was expecting them to go. Now, I brought it up in our chat. The funniest thing is that DJ Smith leaves, and an hour later, the Toronto Maple Leafs don't announce his replacement, but announce Jim Hiller's replacement. And then also tell Jim Hiller, hey, you can hit the road.
Hey, Jim, do you have another plan?
That is such a funny, such a Lou move by Dubas. Hire the guy's replacement while he's still under payroll with the team.
I think they've heard enough teams that have.
Oh yeah.
Like if teams are calling the Leafs about Jim Hiller's like to interview him, they're gonna say, "Do you think there's a strong chance he's gonna get hired?" Yeah, probably. Okay.
Okay.
He could join DJ Smith in Ottawa potentially.
Yeah, why not? They did so well together this year with the special teams.
Oh yeah.
So they brought in Paul McFarland, assistant.
I thought that was a fake name when I first saw it.
Guy McGuy. Another Oshawa guy. They love their juniors. Their junior coaches.
So DJ Smith.
DJ Smith, former Oshawa coach.
I wonder if DJ
Smith... Sorry, he was actually DJ Smith's assistant in Oshawa when they won the Mem.
So I wonder if DJ Smith's like, yeah, I'm going, guys, but you know, this guy...
You would think he would try and take him for himself, eh?
Oh, you know what? That was probably
Poach DJ.
I wonder if that's what Dubas did. He's just like, oh yeah, you're leaving. We're taking your assistant.
Take it. Yeah. So he played in 2010 last.
Actually, think of this more like a Godfather move, where it's like they think they got the upper hand. Oh, we got. Yeah, we're gonna. And then
signed with the Ottawa Senators on the day of my assistant coach hiring.
They're like, wait, where did Paul go? He's just like, he goes to the front office. What happened to Paul? And then they go like, we didn't get him.
No.
We didn't get him. And then DJ just went, oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, away she goes.
Yeah, so second rate power play with Florida.
Yep.
So according to Bob McKenzie, that is where he will be used.
Pretty good, yeah. Spent two seasons as an assistant with Smith and Oshawa. Spent three seasons as the head coach in Kingston. They ended up making the playoffs all three of those years.
Dougie!
He was the head coach. Doug Gilmore, I forget where he moved. I think he's an owner now.
Well, he's in Kingston.
Yeah, he's the head office because he traded his own nephew or something.
Still working
a couple of years
Kingston.
Ago.
Still in Kingston.
But he was the head coach in Kingston. They made the playoffs all 3 years. Mm-hmm. Made the second round two of those years, I believe I was reading. And he coached Emily Rasnan, Leafs second rounder in 2017. So he's got one tie at least to the organization. Two seasons with the Panthers, and now he's here.
So
loves to use the first power play unit. That is all I saw.
Yeah.
And that's music to everyone's ears.
Oh, the Leafs Twitter is going to be like, how? I wonder how Babcock's going to feel about this.
Not good.
Guess what? Babs had no choice of the matter. Sure, Babs is going to say, you know.
That was my favorite thing, is DJ Smith and Jim Hiller were Babcock's choices. This guy was Dubas.
I would say Dubas, but at the same time, like.
He had to clear it with Mike.
He's telling, see, Mike, I think this would be a good hire. And Mike, and you could just, hey, Mike, it's either him or we'll bring up Sheldon Keefe.
Is he going to let me sign Hansie?
Oh, yeah, let's bring Paul.
Is he going to let me use Marty?
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how who's going to be Jim Hiller's replace. I mean, who's going to replace DJ Smith? Because technically they haven't replaced him.
Mark Crawford. No, he's going to be a head coach somewhere.
No, you know what? He's going
to
go.
He was supposed to be one of the candidates in Ottawa.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I think maybe he gets a look in Edmonton.
Who knows?
I don't know.
No, he was Auston Matthews' coach.
I mean,
I'm making way too many connections to Mark Crawford.
I just don't know if he's more. Is he okay with being a defensive coach?
He was an assistant. I forget where. I could be wrong.
Hold on. I'm very wrong.
I mean,
most of the time.
He was with Colorado. He was in Vancouver?
Right, he was the interim head coach after Boucher was fired last season in Ottawa, and they didn't keep him around.
Yeah, where was he before he went to Switzerland?
He was the head coach with Dallas.
True.
So he had spent the last three seasons as Ottawa's assistant coach
behind Boucher, but Boucher was also an established coach. Babcock is as well, so he might do it. I'm making way too many connections to something I have no sources behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, hey, why not? That's the first name that popped in my head, so.
I mean, it's.
Throw a dart at the board and see if it lands.
I'm wondering what's going to happen there.
It'll probably be another guy that's up and coming, I would think. Another young, like, 35 to 40 year old that's.
Who's the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds coach?
Do you want to look? No.
Well, maybe one of the assistants in the Marlies with Sheldon Keefe, too. That's another option as well.
There's going to be a lot of Sheldon Keefe being the assistant. Coach,
he doesn't want. He just doesn't.
Oh wait, no. I'd want to play. I'd want to be the AHL head coach still too.
But we saw that article that Luke Fox wrote. It's NHL head coach, or he's staying with the Marlies.
Yeah.
No other.
And it's got to be the right spot because you saw what happened to Dallas Eakins. He just took the first job with Edmonton, and now he's back in the AHL coaching because Edmonton does what they do to every asset. Sorry, Edmonton fans, they crush their dreams.
Yeah. And make mine lovely in the process.
But I have no fear. They crush the fans' dreams at the same time, so it's an equal opportunity thing.
All right. Awesome.
You need to read this while I'm getting into this. Okay. So, a lot of you folks have been getting on a certain fellow, maybe from Sweden, actually from Canada. Born in Canada. Little known fact. Actually, real known fact.
Oh.
Because everyone made fun of Don Cherry for it.
Oh, my God, yes.
Sir William.
Sir William Bill.
I forget his full name. I couldn't go that far.
Sir William Bill Nylander. That's what I'm going to call him.
Let's just let that one breathe for a sec while I look up his actual full name. Hold on. No, we got to give this the right. William Andrew Michael Jr. Nylander Altelius.
Oh, yes, that's right. The mother's last name.
That is an awesome last name.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a great tournament at the World Championships.
But, Austin, he's not playing against the Canada, the U.S., the Russia. He did play against Russia.
No, he didn't. Well, he played against Finland, too, today. Oh, and he had a point in that game.
Oh, did he have a no-look pass across the slot that...
Oh, he did. Oh, but he doesn't backcheck, but he does... Oh, but he doesn't hit, but he did against Boston.
He's not a great locker room guy.
Oh, but he costs $10 million, but he doesn't.
Oh, but the guys in the locker room don't like, oh, no, sorry, all the teammates are talking about him being a world-class player.
Oh, he has questionable fashion sense. That one is actually still on the table.
Yeah.
You see the shirt, the photo he took? He was trying clothes on for a video, I think, for Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking his shirt off. But he put his hat and his glasses back on before he put his shirt on. So he just had a toque, like Harry Potter glasses, and then no shirt. Like, just a very odd order you're putting shit on, Willie. Other than that, on ice product, really nothing to complain about.
Nope.
In this World Championship. Sure, didn't have a good season with the Leafs. But I dare you to trade this person and watch the team that he's traded to laugh the Leafs into the ground for the next decade.
If Kyle Dubas was actually considering trading if Kyle Dubas was actually considering trading William Nylander,
he's trading himself.
And a team wasn't willing to meet the price, and they're watching him play at this World Championship, I wonder if they're going, well, shit.
And that tweet that David was reading that he was laughing at, let me just get through it.
William, I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Sir William Andrew Michael Jr. Nylander Altelius is now the all-time leading scorer for Sweden. Most points, 18, in one World Championship tournament by a Swedish player. And then, excuse me, let me give credit here. Sammy Hoffman, who is NHL correspondent for, I believe that's a Swedish publication.
Yeah, he is. I've heard him before, actually.
And he finishes the tweet with, it helps to start the season in December. I guess so.
So, yeah, he has a lot left in the tank, it appears.
Helps when you get half a season off. I'm not going to lie there. That's Sweden got him at the right time because he was rolling from the playoffs. No matter how you want to put it with his offseason performance, mm-hmm. I mean, he got playoff reps and then went to a tournament where there's larger ice and more room to maneuver.
So
that's dangerous. He was already skating circles around the Bruins.
I can understand the argument that it is the smaller ice, the bigger ice surface. He has more room to work.
Yeah, sure. But every player benefits from that. It's not just Nylander.
Exactly. Thank you. Like,
it's not like one guy. It's bigger for everyone else.
Have you seen Nikita Kucherov in this tournament?
Have you just seen Russia in general in this tournament? There's an absolute firing squad, that entire team.
I have. I saw them kick the living shit out of the Italians.
Oh, more suit.
Bello. I'm not even convinced half these players are on the Italian national team are Italian.
Was Luca Caputi still playing for them?
No. God damn it. I really don't even think Luca Caputi has Italian citizenship.
He's a coach somewhere. Anyhow.
I could play for Italy. All I just need to do is get my citizenship.
What am I forgetting? Malkin, Kucherov,
Gusev,
Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, Gusev.
Did you say
gross.
You said Kucherov?
Yep.
Hold on.
Dadanov.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Are any of the KHL guys playing for him?
Kovalchuk.
And Nikita Zaitsev.
Yeah, Zaitsev, Orlov.
Martin Marincin had a goal yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had a Pollock special. It bounced off a defender's ass and then that.
Yeah, and who else does Russia have?
Everyone. Aren't they undefeated?
Yes.
And Canada dodged a major bullet because beating the U.S. the other day, they had to play Russia if they lost.
Not only that,
Canada almost lost anyway.
They've dodged quite a few bullets in this tournament, too.
Yeah.
Cabo Caco. If there's one player who's had...
Do you want to talk on the draft for a sec?
Yeah.
Or just touch on Caco?
Okay, so are we done on Nylander?
That's all I had to say. There's not much that you can say from one thing to the other.
He's good!
He's a good hockey player.
Shut up, Leaf fans. He's
and
good.
It's just a hunch from somebody who watches the games. As much as you don't want to believe it.
Do you watch the games?
I mean, the way people message me back in my threads and my articles, you'd think I'd never watch a single hockey game in my life.
Yeah, but, you know, Austin doesn't live, you know.
You know, I don't watch sports.
No, we all we just do is...
I go to eliteprospects.com, and if he doesn't have over a point per game, he sucks. It's pretty much how it goes. No, he's good at hockey.
Is he now?
Anyone with a set of eyeballs and a non... The thing I don't get with Nylander, sorry, multiple things are jumping into my head here, is the amount of people that are willing to just crap on a player that plays in their own organization.
Yeah.
And signed a contract. He could have sat out this entire season. And at that point, I would have said, sure, rip on him. He doesn't deserve our respect if he's going to just quit on the team for a year. But he came back. He took his lumps. He's getting trashed on a game-to-game basis. Every single mistake he makes
when he's playing, even when he's
is multiplied by 10 because of the contract.
Well, it's not just that. It's, you couldn't do that earlier. You couldn't,
Yeah, it's never... Nobody's ever satisfied in Toronto.
I'm never satisfied.
No. But we're never satisfied, but we can also cheer for players on our own team.
No, that's not allowed.
When Nylander came back, why are you not cheering for him? He's wearing our jersey. Who cares what happened before? The team was in a fantastic spot before he came back. They were a top five team in the league without Nylander in the lineup. And you're adding a guy of his caliber to the team. And you're mad about that?
Of course.
Because nobody can be satisfied in this city.
Nope.
And that's why, I'll just say it out loud, a good chunk of this fan base does not deserve nice things. They don't deserve a champion.
Not if that's the way, like, if they're really wondering, why can't the Leafs get it done? Look at the St. Louis Blues. How many times has Vladimir Tarasenko's name come up in trade talks? Everyone was pretty much going to get traded from the Blues. Everyone. And they're in the Cup Final. How many times have we heard... Tuukka Rask, how shit he is with the Bruins, how the Bruins fans hate him, how they
every day before
how
the
they can't
started.
Win a cup with Tuukka Rask. They're in the Cup Final.
The Leafs would be killing for Tuukka Rask right now. Oh. But before Freddie Anderson got here, yeah. The Leafs would have taken back Tuukka in a heartbeat. The sad part is, before we get into anything
a lot
else,
of sad parts, Liz, yes.
Tuukka Rask, obviously the big trade from the Maple Leafs.
Oh no, I know where you're going with this.
He's going to be handing the cup off or if celebrating a cup victory with John Ferguson Jr., who's now in the Bruins front office. That Stanley Cup ceremony is also going to be broadcast by Andrew goddamn Raycroft, who's on the Bruins broadcast.
I know.
And guess where Justin Poggi is?
Italy?
No, he was the goalie for Rogla. In the SHL, Tim Liljegren and Sandin's team they played for in the draft year. They played as Justin Poggi as their starter.
I almost stopped hitting the record. I actually did for a second. John Ferguson Jr. actually pitched a rebuild to the Leafs management front office.
And they said no.
That's blame fine. John Ferguson for not making a great trade.
Yeah.
You know, like, yo, they tell you to trade the guy, but don't give him away.
He's the face that has to put up with a lot of crap.
But he wanted to do it the right way and didn't have the support that Kyle Dubas, that any...
Lou Lamoriello.
Nobody gave him that support. So
no.
I don't hold him totally accountable, I will say. But it is...
It's on both sides.
Yeah,
with that.
It is sickening to my stomach to see potentially the Bruins having... that happened. It's poetic justice for Ferguson because
I'm happy for Tuukka Rask. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
because it's when we talked to Marissa and Jimmy at the start of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's just Tuukka's been the whipping boy.
Yeah,
because he's held to a standard that Tim Thomas, the best season of that man's career, is the measuring stick. That was one of the single best goalie performances in the entire playoffs, and this poor guy has to play every single season and live up to those expectations. Yeah. Even though he is a world-class goalie.
And another thing is, I look at the Blues, I think of where they've been. I look at a guy like Alex Pietrangelo. I want them to win because I want him to win. I want them to win because there's guys on that, like, where that, like, that Doug Armstrong, give him a lot of credit, could have made some really bad trade if he decided to scrap it all. And he didn't. I'm gonna root for the Blues because I can't root for the Bruins.
Alex Steen to finally get that cup he's been longing for.
34 or 35-year-old Alexander Steen.
That's weird.
2002 draft. That's when he was drafted.
It was one of the last Leaf games I went to. He was still on the team. That's how long it's been.
Wow. So, I am
good for them. I'm happy for honestly the Bruins if they win it. Good. They took advantage. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad at the Bruins. The Lightning lost, and they took advantage.
I can't be mad at the Bruins.
Oh, absolutely. You can. But they took full advantage of the opportunity that was awarded when the Lightning were bounced.
I know.
This was the year to go.
And the Leafs.
Yeah, the Leafs had a chance. Guess what? The Leafs blew their chance.
I know.
It is what it is.
So, with that being said, let's go and have...
One sec. We didn't round out that point. William Nylander's good at hockey, so stop getting on him. That's
sucks.
Where we were.
I'm convinced now, see him at the World Championships, he sucks, he's poisonous, Leafs need to get rid of him.
If you have any issue and are listening to this podcast, my DMs are open, feel free, and I'll let you know what your problem is with hating William Nylander.
And that's _ Austin Owens on Twitter.
Hit me up.
You can hit me up too, D_ Morisuti.
It doesn't have to be a pissing contest either, I like just having nice chats.
We'll just make sure we win.
If you start one of those pissing contests, though, just expect gifts. I just give people into the ground.
That's also true.
That's about it.
Yeah, we'll enjoy the what could be. But I think by the time we get back on again, the Raptors could be out of the playoffs.
Could be in the NBA Finals.
Could be in the NBA Finals, or could be potentially playing in the Game 7.
And the old Marlboros that we're going to see tonight.
I got to print the tickets.
They could be in the Calder Cup Final. They could also be out. Very the Newfoundland so. Growlers, let's give them a shout out. They're in the Kelly Cup Final.
Yes, they are.
Very good for them. Very first good. Season.
Shout out to them.
Very good.
Good out, good for Semyon Durogachinsev. Love that kid.
SDA. All the way. So thank you guys for listening. Done. We will catch you on the next podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, wherever the heck you get your... Oh, I don't know if we're on Spotify yet. I'm trying to figure that out.
What?
But I just want to thank you guys all for the support once again. And stay classy, Toronto.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.